We're excited about this area because it's an area where rocks that originated from the upper mantle of the earth have been transported up to the seafloor, and there they react with water and they cause special reactions to occur.
And what's so interesting about these rocks and these reactions?
Well, the mantle rocks are instable in the presence of water, so when they react, they form methane and hydrogen, for one thing, and they change the physical characteristics of the rocks for another thing. And this methane and hydrogen is important to support microbial life, so microbes in the deep sea and in the rocks themselves.
Is it the first time that rocks like this have been studied, or is it a continuation of previous work?
Oh, well, these rocks have been studied before, but what's different about what we're doing is that we're actually going to drill and get continuous sections of these rocks and target the microbial life and then the chemical characteristics of the rocks.
So for you, how long has the process been to get to this point where now you're about to leave?
Well, it seems like forever, but it was 2008 that we had a workshop to define this project. But actually in 2000, we discovered Lost City. So I've been working on this project for 15 years, and the actual writing of the proposal to get through the system to come and drill started in 2008.
So with that length of process, this must be exceptionally exciting for you. I guess a little bit anxious as well?
Very anxious, because we really need to get the rocks. And there's a lot of questions we're asking and a lot of things that we really want to do. And it's always kind of a nervous time before you set sail, even when you're not chief scientist.